Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. Hope your Saturday starting off well. It is Saturday, February 21st, 2026. Holy Toledo. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're live every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team RE/MAX Advantage Plus. We always welcome your questions, comments, thoughts, 612-294-6949 at any point. Mike, good to see you there, young man. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, Ryan.
Scott, good to see you, bud. Good morning to you, buddy.
Yep, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We are live and local every Saturday in Minneapolis. Love your comments and questions throughout the show, 612-294-6949, or you can text us at that number, and we'll handle it if you're a little bit shy going on air. And by all means, check out our website at mnrealestateshow.com. It tells you everything you need to know about the team and the program.
Yeah, again, have a great show today. Brad Sanford with Farmers Insurance is going to be joining us here a little bit. And Mike, you've also got a special guest here with you first time today.
We do, yeah. I got one of my loan officers here, Charlie Dufour. Is with us this morning, so we're going to try to grill him in with some tough questions, and we're going to see how he handles the pressure this morning.
Yeah, we're going to put Charlie on the spot. Charlie, good morning to you, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Ryan, and thanks for having me this morning. I am looking forward to all of the really difficult questions that you might bring forward.
Actually, just kidding. Let's keep the light on the new guy. Thank you.
Happy to be here. Yeah, we're excited to have Charlie here with Luminate Bank. In the first segment, we always do a real estate and a mortgage update. Mike, Charlie, what's going on interest rate-wise? Where are things? How are they sitting?
That consistency that we spoke about last few weeks, it's still there. Rates really haven't moved a whole lot. If anything, they maybe slid down 0.8%. So a lot of the rates that I'm locking this week on conventional loans were 5.875, 5.99. If you're talking about VA loans, so VAs are down to, 5.25, 5.375.
Oh, wow.
So imagine this. So once the government starts buying those mortgage-backed securities, we don't think there's going to be a huge drop in interest rates, but there's going to be some sort of drop, right, if it's a quarter or a half. So think of that. If we're at 5.25 on a VA loan now and they end up dropping a half a little bit later this year, so now you're sitting at 4.75, like things are going
to
be moving.
I might join the military just to get a home loan.
Yeah, busy though, Mike. How's your volume been so far? How are you seeing activity compared to last year?
A little bit more than last year at this time. I mean, it literally over the last 2 weeks. I mean, the floodgates is open.
We've Super all Bowl seen ended. That, yeah, it's jumped
right, and that happens every single year. So I mean, applications are coming in. Multiple offers pretty much are happening on almost every pre-approval letter we send out these days. So it is busy. We see it here in the spring markets here.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us with any questions. Just a real estate update here before the first break. New listings in the Twin Cities, 1,031 new properties came on the market. That was pretty much almost identical to last year at this time. Pending sales actually showing a year-over-year decrease of 8.6%. There were 646 pendings. And then the overall inventory of homes for sale is at 7,509 homes. Scott, still historically low inventory in the Twin Cities. Not a lot of inventory, but buyer activity is picking up.
Yeah, it is. And we kind of predicted this. You know, we were at 10,000 homes, I think, the end of December, something like that. And that typically trends into this, 6,500 to 7,500. It's been like this for the last 3 years. The biggest jump this year, I think, that's going to happen, because I agree with Mike. I think it's busier. We haven't really torn away those 2001, that 5 month window where you were at 2.7 to 3%. We haven't really torn away those people to make another purchase. Now we're 5 years past that. People are getting itchy. They've outgrown their home. You know, you're not going to go from 2.7% to 7%, but you are probably going to go from 2.7% to 5.5%. It's still payment shock, but it's not as bad as it's been.
You had a question that came in. Text 612-294-6949 just said, interest rates on FHA loans for first-time home buyers. Mike, how does that work?
Yeah, FHAs are great too right now. So a lot of the FHA stuff that we're seeing here, probably anywhere between 5.75 and 6 1/8 for the most part. You might be able to get a little bit lower if you're at the higher end of the credit score spectrum there, but FHAs are still looking good on rates as well.
What about, we don't talk about these ever anymore because they've just become like a, they don't even exist. It doesn't seem like, but what's the FHA ARM at?
So I just looked this up the other day, right? So FHA ARMs are probably, you know, for 1 point, you're probably sitting mid fives roughly. But I'm working with a builder right now that we're going to try to offer an incentive. We can get those FHA ARMs with some seller contributions. You can get them down to 3.99.
Yeah, I had one at 3.99 with the builder. Yeah.
Right. So we'll see if those come into play. It's still ARM, you know, for a lot of consumers, ARM is kind of like a four letter word.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean. People have gone away from it.
Right. But do they serve a place? Do they deserve a place in the market? They do, right? If you know how they work, they're not scary. They're not dangerous. You just got to know how they work. So I think we'll see those probably creep in a little bit more throughout the year.
Yeah, my first eight personal homes that Andrea and I had did.
Eight homes? Why did you move so much?
Oh, we moved 14 times. I was, you know, I got in the business when I was 27. I was like kid in a candy store. You're seeing a new house all the time. But now you threw me off my thing. You can't do that to a 57-year-old.
You can't do that. You're moving a lot. Yeah, why are you moving a lot?
Were arms.
Oh, yeah. So my first eight were arms because the FHA arm used to be about two points below. So if the rate was six, FHA arms were four. And FHA arms, for those that have never even probably run into them, they adjust based on what the interest rate does. So it doesn't necessarily go up every year. So if you go in at, and rates are at 6 and you get a 4%, then in order for your rate to go to 5, the rate had to move to 7. Well, it wasn't going to do that. So they were always a pretty safe product. And that's a big difference. I mean, when you're looking at building equity in a short period of time, that 2% difference. But now they're really not even – why would you even mess with them if you're talking like a half a point?
Yeah, they're not – that gap just isn't there. Now, it's not to say that gap won't, you know, spread a little bit as we move through the year. But right now, yeah, it's just not a crazy gap. So that's why you'll probably see not a lot of people do it. But
I mean, I haven't done one for 20 years probably. And originally I did a ton of those.
I mean, I think I've literally done probably three adjustable rate mortgages in the last probably 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Just not happening anymore.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance. We've got Mike and Charlie, both with Luminate Bank as well here today. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts, 612-294-6949. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us each week. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts at any point, 612-294-6949. We like to do, each week, Scott, we like to do a brief minute of hope. Are you ready for the minute of hope?
I'm always ready.
We've got this one from the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. There was a recent head-on car collision, left her car totaled. Amy suddenly found herself without reliable transportation. By God's grace, she was not seriously injured, but the loss created obviously a major hardship. Especially since she's working two jobs to make matters worse. The insurance payout on the car was very low. Thanks to your support, we were honored to come alongside her, help contribute toward a replacement vehicle. Amy's someone who gives so much of herself to others, opened her home to a young foster girl, very involved in her church community. We are truly excited to see all the things she'll continue to do to impact lives in a positive way. Met her very recently, reached out again through O'NeillHope.org. If you know anybody going through a difficult time, reach out. We help 3 to 4 different families a week. by lifting them up. Many of these folks are working one, two jobs, have fallen through the cracks, Scott. So, Amy, and we got a nice picture of Beth. Beth, who works with the foundation of Amy, on our website and social media, too.
Yeah, it is. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you are looking to put your charitable contributions somewhere, this is where you want to park it. You know, it's local people helped on a weekly basis. You know, it's Ryan O'Neill, so you know where the money's going. It's going directly to the families, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, appreciate everybody and your support. You can nominate anyone going through a difficult time, or learn about the foundation at O'NeillHope.org. Mike and Charlie, we were talking some FHA questions, and just generally speaking, vast majority of your customers take a 30-year fixed these days. Charlie, is that what you're seeing on it? I mean, are there many 15 years out there?
There are. I mean, typically, you know, there are oftentimes programs that people can look at to best kind of fit their financial situation, and we will, you know, sometimes socialize the idea of doing a 15-year program, but there are strategies you can take on a 30-year program to still achieve the same end result, and that is reduce your interest over the long term. Maybe it's making an extra payment month to month, but in that there are many different programs, and they'll still look at 15 years as an option.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the problem I've always had with 15 years is that...
I knew I'd get you going.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, because we lived through hell. I mean, we lived through 2008.
Life. Well, you got some gray hair.
Yes, exactly. We lived through that 2006 to 2013, and, you know, yeah, it's all great as long as you have a job and you can make that payment. And then people are like, well, I just refinanced in 30 years. If you can, well, then when the market crashed in, you know, 2007, you couldn't refinance anything. And so it was just heartbreaking to see people that had been in their 15-year for 10 years, and now all of a sudden they had a life change. They can't make the payment, and all that equity is gone because the house forecloses.
Yeah, the people that I see doing a 15-year now are the people that bought a home when rates were between 7 and 7.5, right? And now you can refinance that 30-year fixed loan down to 5.25 on a 15.
Yep. So the same payment.
So now it's basically almost the same payment because you're dropping a full 2%. And if you got a big enough loan amount, I mean, your payment, like you said, Scott, it's about the same, but the amount of interest you save is crazy. So those are the people that I see doing 15-year fixed now, but those are typically on refinances.
Yep.
On purchases, don't see a whole lot of 15-year fixed.
Yeah, I mean, you can still, if you want to make the 15-year payment, knock yourself out, but at least you give yourself the flexibility of not having to if life enters in, which it entered in big time in those years.
Yeah, it is hard. Life, Scott, life can come at you fast.
It can.
Life can come at you fast. Again, you're welcome to ask any questions at all. From a marketing standpoint, be sure to check out mnrealestateshow.com. That has all of our great partners, like Brad Sanford, who's going to be joining us insurance-wise as well. Scott, this week at training, we had, I thought it was really cool, Tom has a company called Homestretch.
Yes.
Which was, maybe talk about that, because that's something people think about with their house not being in condition to list right now.
Yeah, so new vendor, I just met him, and Homestretch basically comes in and declutters your house, cleans your house, paints your house, paints your cabinets, all the things that you would need to do to get your house ready. They come in, and it is a bargain as far as I was concerned. They showed a kitchen that they had done where they actually had painted the cabinets. They had redone the floors. They had painted all the walls. Just a ton of stuff, and it was like $2,500 or something. And so just a great company, Homestretch. They're on the website now?
Yeah. Yep,
MNRealEstateShow.com. But, man, I'll tell you what, I'll use them all the time because it's one of those things. You got a family with four kids. You know, you don't want to sit there painting and kicking the kid with one foot and painting with your other hand.
You won't be able to. I imagine myself in that situation.
No.
There's no way I could do any of that stuff with life, you know, especially with kids and stuff.
Well,
so, I mean,
it's an alternative, too. There's a lot of companies in the Twin Cities that will buy your home as well. And again, you know, there are lots of reasons that someone may do that. But again, generally speaking, they're buying it to sell for a profit.
Not generally speaking, they're raking you over the coals when they're buying your house.
Well, here's,
you're so sweet. It's like, no, they are buying your house because they are making an exorbitant amount of money, and they're doing it under the premise of, hey, don't have any headaches. come with us, have like 2 minutes of headaches and get your dough.
That's what Home Stretch, and why I think it's a good alternative, why, again, as a partner, because, again, from a homeowner, if you've lived there for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, we want you to capture as much of that equity as possible versus having to necessarily sell to a wholesaler, to an investor. Though I am, again, a longtime real estate investor, Scott, that's, I don't know, that's why I thought it was just a, it's a good alternative. And there's companies out there, I'm sure, similar ones, but something to think about.
Yeah, no, it is. It's and again, it's not staging. So you're not going through a staging. It literally is kind of doing all the stuff that you don't want, really want to do, the non-fun stuff to get your house ready. And, you know, and a lot of times, time's money, they can do it much quicker. Yeah, it's a great company.
Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance. I met a wonderful young gentleman who works with you, Marco, this week. What a great guy. He represents your firm so well.
You know, I found him in the local community. He is just a great kid. Great kid, excited to get out and do things. And you usually don't find employees that are motivated to work as hard as you are, but I'll tell you, Marco works very, very hard. He was excited to be at your seminar.
Yeah, he came to the training, introduced himself, said hello. I've seen lots of social media videos, like informational things about insurance, what you and your agency are doing. You guys are doing a lot of good stuff for homeowners here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, and so we talked about, he was afraid you were going to call on him. So he wasn't ready. So we talked about his 30-second elevator speech. So he's got that down. So next time he comes in there, make sure you call on him and make him give you his 30-second elevator speech.
So I was watching a program the other night talking about how unaffordable homes have become. And one of the biggest variables that has now come in is insurance cost. And what over the last 3 years, how much has insurance adjusted on a percentage basis as far as premiums and so on?
Man, they have really escalated, and a lot of it has to do with the age of your home and those types of things. Insurance carriers now are moving to, as we talked about last year, they're moving to bigger deductibles. The minimum that they have now is $2,500 based on the age of the home. If it's older than 1940, sometimes the deductible is $5,000 or 1%. So insurance costs have gone up. The cost to repair, what people want to make when they repair the home has gone up over the years. So it really has increased exponentially. Yep.
And the annual check. You said, I remember on other times, homeowners should be calling, reaching out to your insurance agent or vice versa annually. Just you get the premium, annual premium, you're like, okay, I guess this is what I should pay.
I always put it on the agent to call at renewal, before renewal, kind of go through what the changes are going to be, what we see as changes to the home and based on the age and those types of things. See if we can find any more discounts, see what's changed in their life. Maybe they're looking at getting an umbrella now, so that would, you know, bring a discount into the home, that type of thing. So really it's about having a good relationship with your clients.
How do you feel about Scott?
I love Scott.
Yes, well, get in line. It's a long line, but it's respectable.
You know, he loves the dry conditioner that I have in my hair.
Yes, I do. Yes. I'm going to get a little bit of that on my own.
Yes.
Yes.
You lost your
train of thought.
Hey, 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Our team, we help people buy, sell, invest in real estate. We've got great agents really all over Minnesota, Western Wisconsin. Got to give a shout out. This listing, Scott, is a beautiful one. Tanya Romer on our team has one in Chanhassen. Listen to this. This has got 330 feet of flat lakeshore. It's 9235 Lake Riley Boulevard in Chanhassen, listed for $2.298 million. It's a stunning, 330 feet of lakeshore. It's a rare peninsula property located in Chanhassen. It's on Lake Riley, which is a full recreational 300-plus acre lake, four-bed, four-bath, 4,200 square feet. It was newly remodeled in 2024 by Boyer Building Corp, and it's got re-landscaped lakeshore in 2025. Panoramic views from almost every window. Beautiful. You got to see the photos of that 9235 Lake Riley Boulevard in Chanhassen.
Yeah, that's so fun getting a listing like that where it's, you know, a peninsula lot. Those are hard to come by, obviously. you know, Lakeshore in general, they're not making any more of it. You know, when people ask me through the years, what's the best investment I can do? And I'm always like, well, if you can get on a lake somewhere, either a second home or your personal home, they're not making any more Lakeshore. So it's always going up.
Yeah, again, we're already at the halfway point here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, 612-294-6949. Hope your weekend's going well. You're welcome to join the discussion during the show throughout the week. Questions, comments, thoughts, anything real estate related at all, please don't ever hesitate to reach out. We're always happy to help. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. We hope your weekend is going well. We've got a full house today. Scott Wolmering in studio, Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance, Charlie and Mike with Luminate Bank. Mike, if I could ask how you and Charlie connected, and again, what a great team with you guys. You're in the South Metro. Obviously, you work with brokers all over the Twin Cities, but Charlie's up in the North doing a lot. You guys really got a good thing going.
So we met, we met at your your golf event, Ryan.
Yeah.
And get it up there. How are you doing? Met at your golf event, and I'm pretty sure Charlie was running a hole for the mortgage company he was with previously, and I was teeing off, and he was heckling me, and then I'm pretty sure I shanked it, and then so then I turned around and I blamed it on him, and then now he works for me.
And Charlie, and we were just saying, you are up in the North End. We met you through Angie and Jordy and Zach. Wonderful people and awesome agents.
Yes.
On the team and brokerage. And you guys, you've got a family connection.
We do. So I met Angie and Jordan. My wife and I met Angie and Jordan years ago we went to church together, and our kids, we were having them at the same time. So we did a lot of, I guess, babysitting, sharing. So we would send our kids there for babysitting, and they would send them to us so that they could go out on a date. Anyways, long story short, is Zach is their child. Olivia is our child. They're about in their mid-20s. And I knew that Zach had his eye on Olivia the whole time. And Angie was arranging that marriage the whole time. We didn't know that. So
yeah, Angie will close that. She'll close that deal. Yep.
So they got married a few years ago, and it's just been a wonderful opportunity to be part of that family, to have our families join, and to kind of be in the same environment, you know, do a lot of real estate stuff together. So it's been really great.
Yeah, pretty very special, wonderful people. Another text came in. This one actually is insurance related. Just said the difference in cost with an investor non-owner occupied policy versus an owner occupied policy.
Yeah, there's a little bit different exposures there, such as you're not living at the place, so there's other people there that could be damaging it and not taking care of the damage that's there, your personal liability as a landlord, those types of things. So there's a lot of other things that a non-owner occupied, plus, as you know, the taxes go up because it's non-homesteaded, those types of things. So there's a lot of other things that you have to take into consideration when you're doing an investment property.
Yeah, I had a question. I know that in areas of Florida where you can't get insurance on a property any longer, and I've heard the term, well, you have to self-insure, which means that you pay for anything that happens to your property. How can you get a loan on a property like that? You can't, can you? So they have to be paid in cash in order for you to self-insure. That makes sense.
And that's a lot we call co-insurance, where a lot of carriers will say, we'll insure it like the 50%, 60%, 70%, and you have to insure the other difference. So, yeah.
Interesting insurance stuff. Brad, other thoughts, anything else that you have today for folks, topic-wise? Didn't mean to get you off what you had for us.
Oh, no. You know how I met Charlie? I was qualifying for the Olympics in curling at the Fogarty Arena. Right. And I was going down the ice, and I was just spinning the stone, and then Charlie runs, does a Superman swan dive onto it, throws my stone off, pushes him into all different other ones. It really ruined the game. I didn't qualify for the Olympics because of Charlie.
Speaking of curling, you guys heard about the whole controversy, right, between the different teams? They were talking about the double.
Canada touching it with their fingers?
Yes.
The what?
The it was like a double tap. So I'm not a huge curling person. Rye, do you know what it is?
Oh yeah, as a curler, I do know.
Once
you let go of the stone, you can't touch it again. So you know, and if they're going to enforce the rules, that's where you're supposed to enforce, is the Olympics. So even if it's so minor and silly like that, No, you got to enforce some rules, and there should be a referee that, you know, takes steps in here, and it shouldn't be the other team that does it. So yeah, they're totally in the wrong for touching it twice.
And it's such a huge sport, they should have instant replay anyway. For everybody following, you know, all the people in the stands, in the nosebleed stands that can't really see the curling, should have instant replay.
Yes. They didn't Sweden create their own cameras? Isn't that what they did?
Hear that part. No.
To catch it, because then I saw it was shared on social media, showing them actually double tapping it. The idea is the double tap gives you better accuracy, I suppose.
Yeah, once you let go, it's in God's hands now at that point. You know,
are they double tapping it right when they let it go and then hitting it with their finger, or are they waiting for it to get further up and then kind of like tapping?
Like
it?
Right when he let go, he made a little adjustment.
It's about half a second after before the line.
Huh. Yeah.
And the other team videoed it because this player was known to be. It's just amazing they wouldn't have someone policing that, though. I mean, at the Olympics, you know, of everywhere, why would that rule not
be in
place?
That's what I said. Like, where are the referees here? Like, the team shouldn't have to
get in
trouble.
I can't wait to get home, because I TiVo on my curling, so I can't wait to get home and watch this.
We're losing our curling listeners. That's so terrible. What do you think, Brad?
So you said what did I bring today? In the renewal conversations that I've been having with people that I've brought over from other insurance carriers, they don't understand when you get into an accident or when you have damage to your home what you're supposed to do. And so some of the conversations that I've been having with them, I think one of the biggest things is make sure that you take a picture of the damage that the other car has caused or that your car has caused, because we've had situations where it has changed, the damage has changed when they take it to the body shop. And make sure you get a copy of their ID card, because if you don't get that, it makes it a much tougher process to be able to find that person and their insurance carrier and that kind of thing. So, and then as far as a home, just make sure that if you have damage, make sure that you minimize any more damage being created. Again, one of the things you do before damage when you buy a home maybe every 2 or 3 years is videotape everything that you have in the home. Just go around and take a videotape so that you can tell. You're not going to remember when you're going through stress. You're not going to remember all the things that you had.
So with the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, we have unfortunately received some folks where there's involved house fires. Very sad, very tragic situations. Any tips for homeowners regarding those situations, preventative measures regarding house fires?
There's a requirement of the carriers that you have to maintain your home. So just make sure that when your chimney, you're getting cleaned out all the time. Make sure that your stove and those connections, the gas connections, are tight. Get them checked by someone, you know, every 2 or 3 years, things like that, that will help with that. Don't store flammables, because no insurance carrier likes that.
Clean out your dryer vent.
I've had to do that a few times, yep. So those are all good tips. Mortgage guy knows his stuff for insurance. Also, he's been doing it a while. So those are all good tips to make sure that you have to maintain your home. You have to make sure that you are taking care of it. If you can't, you need to have family help.
Brad, before I forget, again, best way for people to connect with you and your team, with Marco, with everything you guys are doing.
Yeah, Marco and Don and I and Emily, we are all at 651-690-2076. You can see my smiley face on the MinnesotaRealEstateShow.com and look me up as one of the partners.
Yeah, we had our little investor seminar this week, Investment Property 101, that we do. Brad was part of that, really did a nice job promoting it as well. Investment property, there's still investors in our market, guys. There's still guys and gals buying investment property to buy and hold, to fix and flip a commercial property. 10-unit apartment buildings. That's still happening in our market, Scott.
So the fix and flip thing, I mean, personally, I've done a lot worked with a lot of clients through the years that do that. I haven't done any fix and flips in the last 3 years just because pricing of homes gets a little bit tight. So where are they finding the property?
Yeah, a lot of non-MLS properties, a lot of mailing of letters, of door knocking, of connections with people in the market. In situations where people, I need to get out, I want to sell. So it's a lot of that. There is some bank-owned MLS-listed property as well that I've seen some margins on as well. And so it's interesting. Some with a longer market time on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if a bank misses, if they miss a price point, the only thing I want to say is make sure you understand that bank-owned sales are not deals a lot of times. In this market, it's hard to give a deal. So let's say the house is worth $375 and I put it on the market for $300. They're going to get $375 anyway. So it's really hard to have a deal out there because the market just eats it up so quickly.
Mike Overson, what do you think there, bud?
I mean, you're spot on, right? You can't really underlist a property right now. I mean, I got a client right now where there's a property listed at $675. What'd they offer on it? $740.
That's good, yeah.
Right? Because their buyer's agent is like, this thing is clearly listed under under what it's actually worth. They want to get multiple offers. So it's like you start looking at the comps and stuff, and it's like some people are like, $675. Why would you offer $740 if they're only asking $675? Because they're going to get multiple offers on this thing, and this thing's going to go. I mean, our buyers might not even get it at $740.
I was going to say, might go to $800. In the last 3 years, I've had so many. First day on the market, $25,000 over offers. If they take it, you know, everybody's trying to get a leg up to not be able to go to multiples. People are competitive at nature. And when the more offers that you get, the more outliers that are going to reach. So let's use that example. You're on at 675, you get 15 offers on it. You might have a 680, a 690, and everybody's kind of hovering around that 680, 690. And all of a sudden you get a 750 and a 765. So two of them that kind of went outside the range because maybe they've gotten beat up enough. Maybe they see a value that others don't do. Whatever it is, understand that the more offers you get will always, always get you more in your pocket than trying to take a more aggressive listing approach.
Before the break here, Laura Antolik with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus has a nice listing in Eden Prairie, 14204 Towers Lane. It's listed for $309,900. It is, Laura says, a beautiful new listing straight out of Magnolia Homes. It's completely updated. It's a two-bedroom bath, and it's in a great Eden Prairie location. You got new LVP flooring, neutral paint throughout, open floor plan, lots of windows and light, lots of custom features, a new stair railing, shiplap wall in entry, accent wall in a primary bedroom. You've got a flexible lower level with LVP flooring, second full bathroom with a jetted tub. Very nice home, 14204 Towers Lane in Eden Prairie, listed for $309,900. Be sure to check that property up or check it out. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate it. Our last listing to touch on is Miss Sue Marty with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus, has one in Corcoran, 19325 103rd Avenue in Corcoran, listed for $549,900. She said you can save over $25,000 over a new build without the wait. It's Welcome to the Bellwether, she said, by Del Webb Community. It's in Corcoran, a 55-plus community. It's designed for vibrant low-maintenance living, upgraded kitchen with all the niceties, quartz countertop, white cabinetry, stainless steel appliances. You've got a gorgeous west-facing sunroom, owner's en suite with two double sinks and a custom shower. Again, 19325 103rd Avenue in Corcoran for $549,900. Sue Marty and the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus, has that listed. Scott, maybe in the last segment we can all talk about our strategy for you as you're entering politics.
Yeah.
So you're entering politics, and no. Brad thought it was a really very good idea. Scott, we're ready for it.
I don't think you're ready for that. I don't think you're ready for that.
I think you won't know until you try.
No, I
can get you set up.
Yeah, it's like anything in life, Scott. Yeah. You won't know until you try.
It might. You guys might not believe this, but I've not always spent all my time in church. through the years. So I think there might be a few skeletons that would be brought up.
I don't buy that at all.
You don't? Yeah, no. Okay.
That's what we love about you. That's what we love about you. Many, many things, of course. 612-294-6949. We've got a couple phone lines ringing too. Brad,
Just going to say, he's got a definite opinion about a lot of things.
Well, that's the problem.
That's what we need in this state.
That's the problem, is too opinionated. But, you know, it is interesting. It, you know, we've all become, with social media, we've all become, you know, political experts in our own brains. you know, you can go on Facebook for 5 minutes and you want to just jump off a building. So, yeah, it would be it would be an interest of me, but not at this point in my life.
Hey, Mike, what did you give up for Lent, or what are you doing for Lent? There's a long pause.
That's a great question. I haven't quite figured that out yet. So I'm going to have to get back to you on that, Ryan. I've got a bunch of options. I'm weighing my options to see.
What are you giving up,
so
Ryan?
Two things. No social media scrolling. So it means you can be on social media, but no scrolling, okay, which is difficult.
Yes.
No social media scrolling. And then I'm giving up Starbucks.
No way. If that happens... If that happens, I'll run for Senate. This guy, if you call, you say, what are you doing? I'm getting my, what is it? Something half calf.
Venti
half calf. Yes. Every time. Or you meet him at a coffee shop and he walks in, he's like, Norm at Cheers. Walks in, everyone's like, Ryan. Half calf, venti, whatever.
I literally went to Starbucks with Ryan one time and we walked up to the cash register there and she's like, oh, hey, Ryan. It's nice to see you again. By the way, how many gray suits do you have?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that would be good for you. I will wait to see if that can happen.
Brad, you got anything fun you're cooking this Lent?
You know, I'm a lot like Mike. I'm kind of weighing my options, seeing what what I actually should be giving up that's of benefit. And you know, I gave up curling already because of Charlie, so I don't know. There's a lot of things that I probably should give up. But
all right, I got to keep us on topic. Rye, we got a caller question.
Yeah, we had a caller call in and didn't want to be on air. But his questions were over HOA fees. And I know there's been more conversation about those lately popping up in the news. And your thoughts on HOA fees, if it's they're worth it, or do they, you know, how do they impact a buyer, seller? I mean, what's just basic HOA?
I mean, HOA fees certainly go into what lenders call a debt-to-income calculation, where that's how we figure out how much someone can qualify for. So someone qualifies for a $400,000 loan with an HOA fee of $300, but now they look at another property and that HOA is now $600. Well, they don't qualify for that $400,000 property anymore because they got an additional $300 you got to cover per month. So it certainly has affected buyers out there and what they qualify for. And I think value-wise, too, and Scott can comment on this, yeah. I mean, HOA fees, the higher the HOA fee, I think the tougher the resale is.
Yeah, that's the one thing that people really don't understand is if you have the same condo, so let's just say in a perfect world, you have one condo on the right side of the street that is exactly like the condo on the left side of the street. One has a $400 association, the other one has a $200 association. You are going to be able to get much more money for the one that has a $200 association, even though they're exact same unit, or reversal, the one with a $400 is going to get a lot less. But at some point, one's going to, because it's all based on payment. So again, same unit, well, they should be the same price. Well, they're not the same price because they're not the same payment. So you always have to watch that.
Yeah, HOAs. I was on an HOA board.
You were. That was. I did more counseling with him during that time. Lay down, Ryan. Tell me how you're feeling.
HOA boards. It is a lot to know. Just understand, again, HOAs, if you are in a condo, townhome, there's a lot of variables. Value standpoint, different things with amenities, lots of things. Pets, certain rules, certain restrictions. Just be sure you read your ownership documents closely. You have 10 days in Minnesota where you can do that. Very important for you to do that so you understand what you're buying.
And make sure you look at probably the most important thing outside of if you have pets, if they can be there, is the cash reserve. What do they have in their cash reserve when there is something extraordinary that happens? A huge hailstorm, huge hailstorm that takes out siding or roofing. What kind of dough do they have set aside to be able to make sure that your association payment isn't going to go from $200 to $600 just because something happened?
Why do HOAs charge fees?
Why do they charge fees, Scott?
That was to you. Why do they charge
yeah,
fees?
Yeah, they're charging fees
for insurance. Go ahead.
Maintenance, yeah. common maintenance of the community itself. Mike?
Well, there might be a pool there, right? Yep. So they got a pool. There might be, some of these have gyms, pools. Like, it depends what type of amenities that association covers then. But The more amenities that they have, the higher the association dues are going to be because they got to maintain those different amenities.
Well, and there's a lot of associations that really got hit because you got to remember, now we're going way back in time now, but when the market crashed 06 to 013, a lot of people couldn't pay their association payments. So you only have 30% of the complex paying their association. Nobody else is. Now they all come back. All those associations get loaded on top.
Hey, it's been a fun show. We're already at the end here. Mike, last thoughts? Mike Overson, Luminate Bank.
It's not too early to start if you're going to be a buyer at some point in 2026 or even 2027, to be honest with you. But especially in 2026, it's not too early to start to see where you're at now. So get your loan pre-approval done first. See where you're sitting at now. Your life will be a lot easier on the back end.
Scott, last thoughts?
I was just thinking that there's still time if you are not in curling and you want a full ride scholarship to college, you can go get your curling certificate and go after that.
You are terrible. We love our curlers, all of our curlers, HOA fees. We've got a lot of comments about those too. Hey, it's been a fun show. A big thanks to Ryan Perpich, who has to deal with us every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Enjoy this weekend, everybody, in the sunshine. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.